Historical Society members, you can obtain the 2024 calendar for just $4 as a donation. Get yours as soon as possible. Schools of Richland County, a 2024 calendar from the Richland County Historical Society. Look us up on the web, richlandcountyhistoricalsociety.weebly.com.
WRCO FM, Richland Center, Wisconsin. We're at 25 degrees on this Monday morning, and the time is now 5 o'clock.
This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Now what? Now that Ron DeSantis has dropped out of the race for the Republican presidential nomination. The AP's Sagar Magani says this followed DeSantis' blowout loss in Iowa.
In a social media message, DeSantis ended his bid after an extraordinary collapse and after a bitter fight endorsed Trump.
Because we can't go back to the old Republican guard of yesteryear, a repackaged form of warmed over corporatism that Nikki Haley represents.
Attacking Trump's former UN ambassador, who now remains the ex-president's only serious challenger. Trump had spent months going after DeSantis with one common refrain.
The sanctimonious.
But after yesterday's announcement struck a different tone.
A really terrific person.
Haley said simply the race is now down to one fella and one lady, and may the best woman win.
Those two missing U.S. Navy SEALs are now considered deceased, says the military. They were lost in the Arabian Sea during a mission to confiscate Iranian-made weapons.
CENTCOM Commander General Michael Eric Carrilla says we mourn the loss of our two Naval Special Warfare warriors and will forever honor their sacrifice and example. The military says that the SEALs were boarding an unflagged dhow from a special operations combat craft off the coast of Somalia when one commando was knocked into the water by high waves and the other immediately jumped in after his teammate. Jennifer King, Washington.
At least 72 people have died in the brutally cold weather that's been blanketing much of the nation, but the numbing cold is expected to ease up in the coming days. Dozens of family members of hostages held by Hamas in Gaza stormed into a finance committee meeting at the Israeli parliament this morning, yelling, "You won't sit here while they are dying there." This is AP News. The lead singer of a big 1960s pop group has died. The AP's Margie Zarletta.
Singer Mary Weiss of the Shangri-Las has died in Palm Springs, California at the age of 75, according to her record label. A cause of death was not given.
Oh, no.
Mary Weiss was 15 years old when Remember Walking in the Sand by the Shangri-Las charted in 1964. She sang lead on that song, as well as on this song.
That's when I fell for leader of the pack.
The Shangri-Las consisted of Weiss and her sister Betty and twins Marge and Marianne Ganser. They took their name from a restaurant in Queens. After the band broke up in 1968, Weiss moved to San Francisco and worked at an architectural firm. She released her debut solo album, Dangerous Game, in 2007. I'm Archie Zarletta.
Did you go to the movies over the weekend? The top weekend movie was Mean Girls, followed by The Beekeeper. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Mostly cloudy and warmer today, a high of 33. Mostly cloudy tonight, a low of 27. Tuesday, cloudy, occasional light snow and a wintry mix expected, but mostly ending in the early afternoon, a high of 35. Tuesday night, lots of clouds, maybe some fog, a low of 30. Wednesday, cloudy with fog possible, light rain likely by afternoon, possibly a wintry mix at night, and a high of 37. Thursday, cloudy with light rain or a wintry mix tapering to patchy drizzle, a high of 37, and also upper 30s for Friday with a chance of drizzle or flurries in the morning. In Richland Center this morning, our temperature was actually at midnight 25. We are down from that a little bit. We were at 22 a little bit ago, right now 24 degrees. That's how it stacks up weather-wise. Today is Monday, January 22nd. And some warmer weather on the way after some bone-chilling cold and wind chills in the last recent days. It is time for us to officially start the broadcast day.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's what so proudly we have at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight. O'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets' red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave.
There's a brand new star up in heaven tonight, shining down on us, glorious and bright. I'm gonna miss you every day, but I know that you're all right. There's a brand new star up in heaven tonight.
There's a peace in my heart, finally moving on, a calm in my conscience that sings my song. No longer will you struggle, no longer will you fight. There's a brand new star up in heaven tonight.
Let the love shine down,
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 let the love shine down. I'm gonna miss you every day, but I know that you're alright. There's a brand new up in heaven tonight.
There's a break in the clouds, the sun is shining through, speaks to my soul in a voice that sounds like you. When I lay my head down and gently close my eyes,
there's a brand new star up in heaven tonight.
Let the love shine down,
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 let the love shine down. I'm gonna miss you every day, but I know that you're alright. There's a brand new star up in heaven tonight.
Let the love shine down,
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 let the love shine down. I'm gonna miss you every day, but I know that you're alright. There's a brand new star up in heaven tonight. I'm gonna miss you every day, but I know that you're alright. There's a brand new star up in heaven tonight. There's a brand new star up in heaven.
The Oak Ridge Boys and a brand new star as we start the day in a positive way. Before that, Alabama doing the honors for our national anthem today as we officially begin the broadcast day here out of Richland Center, Wisconsin. Hello, friends. Yours truly, Phil Nee, with you as we get together and start the week, the last full week in January. How can that be? And some things to tell you about, including much warmer weather. I'm more of a fan of this, that's for sure. After some really bone-chilling things. Even yesterday, I thought yesterday was going to be a little bit better, but that pesky wind kept up there, so it left me unmotivated to really do much. But today, maybe I'll feel like $1 million. We'll see. 24-degree reading, we're up to from the overnight low here in Richland Center. Some things to tell you about today along the way. Farm news and markets will come up at 5:30 today.
Let's start those chores.
Here's Mel Tillis.
I call collect on the phone. You say you're tired and alone, but it sounds like someone else is lying there. She said, don't call me no more. Don't you knock on my door. It's too late now, and I know you'll never change. And she said, you're just a Coca-Cola cowboy. You got an Eastwood smile and Robert Redford hair. But you walked across my heart like it was Texas. And you taught me how to say I just don't care. She said, just leave me alone and let me hang up this phone. 'Cause he'll see me cry and think I still love you. Please don't call me no more. I changed the locks on my door. It's time you understood that we are through. She said, you're just a Coca-Cola cowboy. You got an Eastwood smile and Robert Redford hair. But you walked across my heart like it was Texas. And you taught me how to say I just don't care. You got an Eastwood smile and Robert Redford hair. But you walked across my heart like it was Texas. And you taught me how to say I just don't care. Yes, you taught me how to say I just don't care.
You just like the last time when the feathers flew. You're running a wild, kicking up your heels, leaving me home with a handful of bills. I can't live without you when you know it's true, but there's no living with you, so what'll I do? I'm going honky-tonk and get as tight as I can. Maybe by then you'll appreciate a good man.
Tell me why.
Say, Every little dog is gonna have his day. You better pay attention, don't you dare forget, 'cause you're certainly not just a little puppy yet. I caught you honky-tonking with my best friend. What I should have done was quit you way back then. Now I'm too old to leave you, but I still get sore when you come home a-feeling for the knob on the door. Tell me why.
Red Sovine and Webb Pierce on WRCO and the Light in the Mill Cow Show. 5:15 the time. A reminder today, a Red Cross blood drive will be held from 10 until 3 at the Fred Lenz Conference Center. To make an appointment, call the number at 1-800-733-2767 or download the Red Cross Blood Donor app or visit redcrossblood.org. And the Avoca and Rural EMS will host an all-you-can-eat spaghetti supper from 4:30 until 8 or until gone at the Avoca Village Hall. Cost of the meal, $10 for adults, $5 for children 7 and under. Carryouts and in-town delivery will also be available for that by calling or texting Jen at 608-485-0854. Proceeds will go toward the purchase of a new ambulance. It looks like the positions are set for the NFL after the games over the weekend, and some pretty good ones coming up this weekend. Really, overall, the games were pretty decent over the weekend, with some close ones anyway that all came down to final possessions. We know that well with a Packer loss on Saturday night. But details coming up in sports as we get ready for a new week in Southwest Wisconsin. Also, we reshuffle the deck with lots of high school events going on this week on the radio. Here's Susan Ray.
Think of your fellow man, lend him a helping hand, put a little love in your heart. You see, it's getting late. Oh, please don't
degrees now at WRCO. It's 19 minutes after 5.
At this past Wednesday sale at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola, we saw the Holstein calves steady, beef crossbred calves, and slaughter cows higher. Holstein calves sold from $2.60 to $3.60. Beef crossbred calves $4.70 to $6. With the out calves $60 to $1.60 per pound. On a light test, the dairy slaughter cows sold in the 70s, not real good condition, with fleshy beef cows up to 98. Slaughter sale this Friday, we get started at 1 o'clock. A string of 37 black heifers weighing from 650 to 700 pounds are consigned, along with several smaller packages of 4 to 650 pound Holstein, crossbred, and Jerseys. Contact Darren, Colton, or Jim, 627-1401, and one of us will come out to your farm to give you an idea of what your cattle could bring at our sales. Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola has been providing you a market for all classes of your livestock since 1963.
Today's Look at Sports is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. The NFL season for the Packers ended on Saturday night in the California rain with a loss to San Francisco 24-21. San Francisco moves on, and they will be doing battle this very weekend against the Detroit Lions. The Lions beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers yesterday 31-23 in a divisional round playoff game, lifting the long-suffering franchise into the NFC Championship for the first time in 32 years and just the second time in franchise history. Travis Kelce caught two touchdown passes, and the Kansas City Chiefs advanced to their sixth straight AFC Championship game following a 27-24 divisional round playoff win over the Buffalo Bills. Isaiah Pacheco actually scored the go-ahead touchdown on a four-yard run 40 seconds into the fourth quarter in the game. The team's traded leads five times. Elsewhere in sports, in the NBA, the Clippers were winners against Brooklyn, 125-114, Denver, 113, Washington, 104, Orlando, 105, Miami, 87, Boston, 116, Houston, 107, Phoenix, 117, Indiana, 110. The Lakers over Portland, 134-110. College basketball, number 14, Illinois over Rutgers, 86-63. And from the NHL, Ottawa skated by Philadelphia, 5-3, Minnesota 5, Carolina 2, Detroit 2-1 over Tampa Bay. In overtime, the Islanders beat Dallas, 3-2. The Rangers 5, Anaheim 2, Toronto 3-1 over Seattle as well on the ice. That's an update on sports, courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters.
Arneson Service and Repair of Hill Point provides top-notch service for your car, truck, and farm equipment. Arneson Service and Repair also does farm tire and hydraulic hose repair. Classic Auto Body, the home of the Ring Brothers, is where the word is, we're the best part of a bad situation. Classic Auto Body, Highway 14, Spring Green. At Rockwell Automation, the mission is to improve the quality of life by making the world more productive and sustainable, and it all starts right here in Richland Center at Rockwell Automation.
It is 5:23. We're headed toward 33. Yesterday's high was 17. So, yeah, we're almost going to double that up, it looks like, today. And over the weekend, we had double-digit readings on Saturday, too. It just didn't feel like it. Never did. So today going to feel a little bit more better, and hopefully that'll change things a little bit. Maybe you've had some problems with the extreme cold weather. I know we have a door that we have trouble opening at home and kind of freezes up. So maybe I'll be able to actually open it today. We'll see. Time to really fuel the day with a little polka power. Here we go. Oh, yes. Thank you. There you go, Babe Wagner and Andy's Polka on WRCO, providing a little polka power and motivation for the day. Hopefully, anyway. 525, here's Tommy Overstreet.
Little Bo Peep with a broom and a mop, a bulge in her cheek from a Tootsie Roll Pop. Now who would believe that little girl is my wife? She looks like a child, but she's already grown, with everyday problems and kids of her own. And she's the main foundation of my life. Oh, ain't she a picture of sunshine, fresh as a breeze in the air, right from her little girl dimples to the ribbons of pink in her hair. But nighttime will find her a lady, and when that lady comes to me again, that's when my little girl pauses, and that's when my woman begins. She still throws a tantrum whenever she's mad, cries at the movies whenever they're sad, and she pouts like a child when she doesn't get her way. But I wouldn't change anything for the world. I've spoiled her, I know, but she's my little girl, and she makes everything all right at the end of the day. Sunshine, fresh as a breeze in the air, right from her little girl dimples to the ribbons of pink in her hair. But nighttime will find her a lady, and when that lady comes to me again, that's when my little girl pauses, and that's when my woman begins. Picture of sunshine, fresh as a breeze in the air, right from her little girl dimples to the ribbons of pink in her hair. But nighttime will find her a lady.
Wheels are turning, motor churning, wheels are turning, motor churning. My name is Simon Fickerson. I drive a truck and it sure is fun. I've got girlfriends everywhere. They all love me, but I don't care. Wheels are turning, motor churning, the only life I know. So bury me in an old junkyard when it comes my time to go. I'm a rounder, I'm a bounder, I've been everywhere. I met a lot of pretty girls in my time, but I left them standing there. Wheels are turning, motor churning, the only life I know. Comes my time to go. I was down in Georgia just last week. I met myself a Georgia peach. She fell for me the very same day, but I left her crying when I drove away. Wheels are turning, motor churning, the only life I know. So bury me in an old junkyard when it comes my time to go. I met a little gal in Alabama, about the sweetest thing around. Just when she thought she had it made, I left her standing in the shade. Wheels are turning, motor churning, the only life I know. So bury me in an old junkyard when it comes my time to go. Wheels are turning, motor churning, wheels are turning, motor churning.
Brothers and wheels are turning. Hopefully they're turning in your mind too, you know, getting something going, getting motivated for the day. A high today of 33 expected. South to southwest winds will be between 5 and 12 miles per hour. Mostly cloudy tonight, a low of 27. Tuesday, cloudy, occasional light snow and a wintry mix expected, but mostly ending in the early afternoon, a high of 35. Tuesday night, lots of clouds, maybe some fog, a low of 30, and Wednesday, 37 with some fog possible. Light rain likely by the afternoon. Mild temperatures in the upper 30s for the rest of the week, it looks like. Right now we're at 25 degrees in Richland Center, and the time is 5:30.
This Farm News and Market Update on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Walsh's Ace, providing farmers, homeowners, and businesses the products and services needed. Shop Walsh's Ace for your home repair needs and get your weekends back.
Some optimism about cattle prices. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. A cattle producer from eastern South Dakota says optimism from the better-than-expected cattle prices is carrying over into the new year. Brownfield's Kara Hart has more from the Missouri Cattle Industry Convention and Trade Show.
Todd Wilkinson, a cow-calf producer and feedlot operator, tells Brownfield, despite the recent price declines, the long-term outlook for cattle prices remains positive.
It's tough when you're just eking out a living and now you're making some money. And it puts everybody in a better mood and gives them some more optimism about why we're doing this at 23 below and what we can anticipate for the future.
He says the better prices are also creating opportunities for the next generation.
You can go to the banker right now and you can make a pretty good case for a return on investment over the next 3-4 years. And it's been hard to do for 10 years plus. Having that ability, I think you're going to see a lot of younger producers come back in.
Wilkinson is the president of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, and he attended the Missouri Cattle Industry Convention and Trade Show this past weekend in South Central Missouri. I'm Kara Hart for Brownfield.
Placements of cattle into U.S. feedlots have declined for a second consecutive month. USDA says 1.7 million cattle have entered feedlots in December. That's down 4% from December of 2022, implying tighter market-ready supplies later this year. Most of those placements were cattle weighing less than 800 pounds. Marketings during December fell 1% to 1.73 million head, while the total number of U.S. cattle on feed January 1st was up 2% at just under 12 million head. That on-feed total included 7.2 million steers and steer calves and 4.7 million heifers and heifer calves, both 2% above a year ago. A Northwest Iowa crop and livestock producer is getting good results from a mixture of cover crops. Brownfield's Mark Dorenkamp has more from the Practical Farmers of Iowa Conference in Des Moines.
Nathan Anderson grows corn, soybeans, and has a cow-calf operation in Cherokee County. He says they use various cover crop species to feed livestock and improve soil health.
Agronomically, they fit the niche that we provide in a corn and soybean system. So species like cereal rye, winter rye, that does well when it's cold, that can germinate in a variety of conditions, and that can generate a lot of biomass.
He tells Brownfield they also seed spring barley, turnips, radish, winter peas, and buckwheat. In Des Moines, Mark Dorenkamp, Brownfield.
The International Trade Commission is upholding a decision that U.S. fertilizer companies were harmed by Moroccan and Russian imports, and current tariffs will remain in place. Nancy Martinez with the National Corn Growers Association tells Brownfield this decision ignores the impact on corn farmers. I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield.
Direct cash cattle trade ended the day with light business, and cash hogs closed steady to lower. Good morning, I'm Brent Barnett with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Some light trade was reported in cash cattle country on Friday in parts of Nebraska at 274, roughly a dollar higher than the previous week's weighted average. The rest of the trade was locked in a standoff. Asking prices on Friday were around 175 plus in the south and 275 plus in the north. At Mitchell Livestock Auction in South Dakota, feeder steers 750 to 850 pounds sold $2 to $5 higher compared to the most recent sale. Feeder heifers 700 to 1,000 pounds sold $6 to $8 higher, with instances $10 higher. USDA says overall demand was good and the sale had six consigners with over 200 head of feeders. Feeder supply included 66% steers and 93% of the offering was over 600 pounds. Boxed beef closed lower on Friday. Choice was down 79 cents at $2.95.50. Select was down 71 cents at $2.83.05. Estimated cattle slaughter was 121,000 head. Cash hogs were steady to lower, with light closing negotiated numbers for the major direct markets. It was a fairly quiet day, with some operations either closed or running on a reduced schedule due to another round of bitterly cold temperatures and some snow in parts of the Midwest. Procurement will likely be more aggressive in the coming week, with more mild conditions expected in much of the region. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct were down $1.42, with a base range of $39 to $50 and a weighted average price of $46.62. Butcher hog prices at Illinois, we saw slaughter sow prices steady at $23 to $35. Barrels and gilts were steady at $24 to $34. Boars were 10 to 20 and 5 to 10. Pork values closed steady to lower on Friday, down 17 cents at 88.56. And estimated hog slaughter was 482,000 head. At the CME, live and feeder cattle futures were mostly lower ahead of widespread direct business and the USDA's cattle on feed report, which was out after the close. Lean hog futures were mostly lower on spread trade and contracts premium to the cash index. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield.
Agri-America features the largest collection of agricultural podcasts, including popular titles such as...
Hi, this is Rob Sharkey, a fifth-generation farmer from Illinois. If you want to hear stories about agriculture, make sure you tune in to Shark Farmer Podcast today on Agri-America.
Hi, I'm Darren Hefty. Head over to Agri-America's podcast directory for the latest episode of the Ag PhD radio show.
Visit Agri-America's podcast directory at agriamerica.com/podcasts. agriamerica.com/podcasts.
Direct cattle business was slow to develop Friday. Midwest butcher hog markets were closed due to weather. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. The path to higher yields is now at your fingertips. Download the Stein Seed app and start planning your next move today. Soybeans were mostly lower and corn was mostly higher, with both continuing to keep an eye on weather in South America. March beans were a quarter lower at 12.13 and a quarter. May was down 1 1/4 at 12.23. March corn was up 1.5 at 4.45 and a half, and May was a penny higher at 4.56 a bushel. Live and feeder cattle were mostly lower ahead of that widespread direct business and the cattle on feed report out after the close. February live was 45 lower at 174.37. April was down 27 at 177.37. March feeders were 60 lower at 231.95. Hogs were mostly lower on spread trade and profit taking, with February down 35 at 70.75 and April lean 30 cents lower at 78.15. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
A new Mental Health Alliance forms to assist Ohio farmers. That's next on Farm to Fork. With its increased efficiency and lower fuel costs, ag producers know that propane is better for their bottom line. And now direct payouts can impact your bottom line with the Propane Farm Incentive Program. Participate and you could receive payouts like up to $5,000 for propane irrigation engines and prime power generators, and up to $2,000 for propane building heat systems. Apply today at propane.com/farmincentive. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. The Ohio Agricultural Mental Health Alliance is formed to help Ohio farmers and their families deal with stress and anxiety. The group includes three state-level departments, Agriculture, Health, and Mental Health and Addiction Services, the Ohio State University, Ohio Farm Bureau, Ohio Suicide Prevention Foundation, and Farm Credit Mid-America. Ty Higgins is with the Farm Bureau.
This brings together the agriculture community, who knows a lot about farming, and then those that maybe aren't involved in agriculture, those professionals that understand mental health.
Nathan Brown is a farmer from Ohio's Highland County.
I've had times where I've needed people to help hold me up. I actually just lost a really close friend of mine just about a year ago, because didn't know how to transition the farm to that next generation, and there was a lot of infightings, and, you know, it breaks my heart.
Brown sees the new alliance as a real asset.
So many of my fellow friends, farmers, have struggled, are struggling, or will struggle in the future, and the more resources we can have available, the better for all of us.
If you or someone you know is in crisis, you can call 988 from anywhere for the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business hosting the area's premier feeder cattle sales every Friday morning starting at 9 a.m. This week's sale is all Holstein and Angus Cross feeders. Bloomington Livestock attracts buyers and sellers from all over the country. Also, slaughter cattle sales are every Tuesday morning starting at 8:30. For more information on all sales at Bloomington Livestock Exchange, go to bloomingtonlivestock.com or call them at 608-994-2020.
Meister Log & Lumber would like to remind all landowners with timber property that trees are a valuable asset. You can rely on Meister Log & Lumber Company to help you manage your property timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Wachowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Prepare for more alfalfa weevils. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. A Kansas Extension agent says additional challenges for hay production could be coming and farmers should be prepared. David Hallauer with Kansas State says weevils lay eggs inside alfalfa stems in the spring or fall, and once that weevil hatches, it eats the alfalfa. But there are ways to manage the pest.
So we're mainly managing it from the standpoint, in a lot of cases, scouting in the spring and seeing if we are going to reach economic thresholds and then applying an appropriate insecticide along the way as we need to.
Brownfield interviewed Hallauer at the MU Crops Management Conference. A marketing expert says November of 2023 saw low milk prices for producers, but not enough to trigger payments under the Dairy Margin Coverage Program. Katie Burgess is with EverAg.
In November, the margins averaged 958 a hundredweight, so it's 8 cents above the payout threshold.
Burgess says she did get calls from Midwestern dairy producers who supply a lot of Class 3 milk to cheese plants asking about why the Dairy Margin Coverage Program isn't paying when their milk checks are not very good. Burgess says prices farmers get paid for milk varies widely depending on where they are and who they ship their milk to. Milk futures and the cash dairy markets were mixed Friday at the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. February Class 3 milk up 14 cents at $15.79. March up 4 at $16.09. April unchanged at $16.80. May Class 3 milk down 5 cents at $17.47. Dry away was up 2.25 cents at 42 and 3 quarters. 40-pound cheese blocks were down 2.5 cents at 144 and a half with 11 sales. Cheese barrels up 2 and 3 quarters at 146 and 3 quarters with 7 sales. Butter went down 2 cents to 254. 4.5, but 15 sales recorded. Now I've had dry milk down 0.75 cents at 117.5 and 2 sales recorded. I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield.
How would you define flexibility in an operating loan? It means a variety of rate and term options, a payment structure tailored to the cash flow needs of your farm or ranch. You'll find this and more from Compeer Financial, where we're defined by you. For ag lending and other financial needs, contact your local Compeer Financial team at 844-426-6733 or visit compeer.com. Compeer Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2023, all rights reserved.
16 minutes before 6, today's forecast mostly cloudy and warmer, a high of 33. South to southwest winds at 5 to 12 miles per hour. Lows only in the upper 20s tonight. And then Tuesday, 35 with a wintry mix expected, but mostly ending in the early afternoon. In Richland Center, 25 degrees. We're up 3 from the overnight low. We hope it was a good weekend for you. Just a blur now, right? As we get back to reality and face the week in southwest Wisconsin. Thanks for starting it here. This is Charlie Pride on WRCO FM 100.9.
I'm no stranger to loving arms. Well, I'm accustomed to ladies' charms. You know I didn't just ride into town. You might say I've been around, I've seen the fire in lovers' eyes. I've seen a lot, babe, in my time. I didn't think that there was much I'd miss, but let me tell you this. I've never been so loved in all of my life. I've never felt the way I feel tonight. You came along and made my world turn right. I've never loved like this before. Never been so loved in all of my life. I want forever to be like tonight. I'm gonna need you till the day I die. I've never been so loved in all of my life. Simply amazing, you're naturally fine. You got a hold on this heart of mine, and I don't want you to ever let go. Well, I just want you to know, I've never been so loved in all of my life. I've never felt the way I feel tonight. You came along and made my world turn right. I've never loved like this before. Never been so loved in all of my life. I want forever to be like tonight. I'm gonna need you till the day I die. I've never been so loved in all of my life. I've never been so loved in all of my life. I've never felt the way I feel tonight. You came along and made my world turn right.
Always an easy race to run, but it's time we talk things over. Wanting you was the only prize I ever won. It's time we talk things over. Will you give up all the other ones trying for your hand? Look me right straight in the eye and tell me I'm your man. It's time we talk things over. Now you would like to turn your back and walk right out the door, but it's time we talk things over. All I want's a minute for the nights I walk the floor. It's time we talk things over. Will you give up all the other ones trying for your hand? Look me right straight in the eye and tell me I'm your man. We talk things over. Will you give up all the other ones trying for your hand? And look me right straight in the eye and tell me I'm your man. It's time.
Rex Allen Jr. on WRCO, the Light in the Milk House Show, 10 minutes before the hour of 6 o'clock. Good Shepherd Church in Viroqua offers a free community meal the fourth Monday of each month from 5 until 6:30. All are welcome to this evening's meal. And looking ahead, the Aging and Disability Resource Center of Eagle Country, Richland County, is offering the Richland Center Caregiver Support Group at the Woodman Senior Center coming up from 10:30 until 11:30 tomorrow. This group offers a chance to connect with local experts, family members, and care partners who may be experiencing similar circumstances. To RSVP or for more information, you may call the ADRC at 608-647-4616. Or Pam, the dementia care specialist, at 608-548-3954. Community calendar, public service of WRCO, letting you know, this is Lori Morgan.
Well, he walked into the room with his love du jour. She was a ponytail porcelain doll. She was draped on his arm like a fine mink fur. She was at his beck and call. I couldn't hear a word he said, but I've heard it all before. And like a rusty hinge on an eerie night, when you slowly close the door, he sent chills up and down my spine. He does it to me every time. It's just sad affair, oh, the things he could say with a smile. And I fell in love on the spot right there. Good Lord, that man had style. Now I know better than to take him back, but I'll take a second look. 'Cause I still get weak when he walks my way, 'cause he sure did a body good. He chills up and down, up and down my spine. He does it too. Just a case of heart over mind, and still somehow he gets to me. Well, I ain't deaf, and I ain't dumb or blind. It's just an elementary, simple case of heart over mind. I've come to my senses, he ain't right for me. But he gets through my defenses. It's hard to believe he still sends chills up and down my spine. He does it to me every time. It's just a case of heart over mind, and still so he gets to me. Well, I ain't deaf, and I ain't it's just
Laura Morgan, WRCO, and Heart Over Mind. Well, Tony's weather is coming up, and we'll share with you what he thinks for this week. What I think is I might be able to switch jackets back to my medium heavy jacket. Yeah, put the bulky parka away. It seems like it anyway, as we head toward temps in the 30s today, and that's not with wind chill of 30 below zero, which we did have a little bit last week. But anyway, we'll look forward to that. Already a marked change as our temperature continues to warm this morning. It's 25. Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one stop, which offers the best in health supplies at competitive farming needs. For more information on buying auction, be sure to check ReynoldsLivestock.com or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Connections. That's what your Touchstone Energy Cooperative makes possible every day. By providing the energy our community needs to stay connected to work, to family, to everyone and everything that matters. Day and night, we're always here. Because we know that of all the connections we make, none are more powerful than the human connection.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, dedicated to serving this community and area with hometown service.
Good morning, this is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, we are in for a much warmer week than last week, no doubt, across the Midwest as the Arctic air has retreated off to the northeast, and mild air flows in both from the south and from the western part of the country. We'll have temperatures running a good 8 to 12 degrees above normal throughout the bulk of the week. Also, some precipitation at times. We're seeing some of that southeast of us this morning across much of Illinois and southeast Wisconsin. A wintry mix of light snow showers and sleet and freezing drizzle could make their roads a little slippery down that way this morning. Another system coming in later tonight into tomorrow. That one could graze our region with some mixed precipitation. And that could be a little slippery as well, although temperatures during the day getting above freezing, so that should help with some melting with the salt on the roads. And after that, a third system coming through the area late Wednesday into Thursday morning. That one should be mostly on the rain side around here. The forecast for today, mostly cloudy and warmer, high near 33, south to southwest wind up to 10 miles an hour. Mostly cloudy tonight, low 27. Tomorrow cloudy with occasional light snow and wintry mix expected, mostly ending for the early afternoon with highs in the mid-30s, east wind between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, cloudy with some fog, low 30. Wednesday, cloudy with fog possible. Light rain likely by afternoon, possibly a wintry mix at night, high 37. Thursday, cloudy with light rain or wintry mix, tapering to patchy drizzle, low 31, high 37. Friday, mainly cloudy with fog possible. Chance of drizzle or flurries in the morning, low 30 with highs in the mid to upper 30s. Saturday, some breaks of sun, high 38s. And Sunday, variably cloudy, continued warmer than normal, high in the mid to upper 30s. Have yourself a good morning out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. 25 degrees in Richland Center. That's the morning high. Yesterday, we were at 17. Also, the record high for this day, January 22nd of 2002, it was 53 degrees. The record low, 26 below zero in 1963. Last year's high was 26 and the low 21. Sunset will happen at 5 o'clock this afternoon. This morning, sunrise time, it's getting earlier every day, 7:26. Right now, the air is calm. The barometer is at 30.06. No precipitation today. The morning low is 22. Right now, it is 25 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving customers with a special loyalty and dedication only a hometown bank can provide.
WRCO-FM, Richland Center, Wisconsin. The AP News at 6 is sponsored.